Welcome to Happy Hour.
Definitely Dynamite. Let's rock again. All right.
I jump his bones.
Yeah, she's tripping Jack Daniels. It all rules. All that shit rules.
Run back my cart, drink a few beers, and puke on some unsuspecting victims.
Hell yeah.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for walking into Shabby Road. It's happy hour time.
That's right, man.
Here we are again. We've got some rock and roll games and trivia to play with you guys. And, oh, man, love doing these shows. Oh. These are so fun.
Spodey-odey, drink wine. Chill the wine, baby. Come on in.
That's right. And, of course, we've got a cast of characters here, me and AD, and Liz Morgan, who's running the controls over there in the Shabby Command Center.
That's right.
How are you, Liz?
I'm great. I'm in control.
You are in control. Yeah. And we've also got in tow a one Steven Seaborg. How are you, Steven Seaborg?
I'm doing fine. My first happy hour.
It is.
Not of my life. But
remember that. Do not touch the entertainment, Steve. Do not touch the entertainment.
Oh, okay. Yes. Don't feed the animals.
Oh, God. Our whore for a waitress will slap you down.
That's right. That's right. We thank you guys very much for tuning in here and sharing stuff on Facebook. You can find us on all the social media stuff, Twitter, Facebook, at Shabby Podcast, visiting the forum on ShabbyRoadRecordShow.com, leaving iTunes reviews, shopping through the Amazon.com banner, and becoming a Prime member through Amazon.
It's a lot of work.
No, it's not. No, it's like one
so
click.
One click away from us.
Yes.
Oh, yes. God, perish that thought.
Oh, yeah. Let's give a shout out to our friends over at NameOnAnything.com, AD.
NameOnAnything.com. Hey, where would you like to see your name, Ryan? In lights, on a marquee?
Yes.
On $1 million check?
Mm-hmm.
On the door of an executive Manhattan office?
Ooh, mm-hmm. Next to Bill O'Coin.
You betcha. Well, your pals at NameOnAnything.com can help you do that, Ryan. They'll put your name, company logo, band name, or whatever you want on fucking anything. I'm anxiously awaiting the delivery of an order I made of condoms with a photo of me on the tip in full caving gear. How fun, huh?
Spelunky.
Yeah, so if your little Elvis is going spelunking tonight, then don't forget to dress it properly for its own safety and pleasure. The Little Willy Fashion Series rubbers of your own personal design at nameonanything.com.
You will save 10% if you mention Shabby Road Rugger Show when you put your order together. So head on over to nameonanything.com. That's right now. Get your Elvis spelunking tonight. Thank you.
That's a good discount.
Your Elvis hat. Your.
All right. Let's get some games going here, man. What are we playing tonight, AD?
Well, we've got Overboard. I think we've got Price Hike.
Yes.
I think we've got a luscious Liz's Rock and Roll Quiz, yes. Do we not? We've got those selected. And, of course, the coup de grace, the Alice coup de grace.
Of Heap.
Heap.
Or Poe. We invite you guys to play along and let us know how you did, you know, how your scores are. Did you beat us in trivia tonight? Did you
We could
us?
Use a good beating, Ryan.
Yes, I know, always. So reach out to us and let us know how you scored, how you fared. And you have a happy track as well, AD?
I do.
You do? Okay,
I
excellent.
Do.
Well, let's get it started definitely. Here. What do you say we start with a little bit of Overboard,
I'm
shall we?
I'm down for that. Look at this.
Look at that box of things.
Box of loot.
It's time to play Overboard.
That's right. The ship is leaving the port, and we are loaded with booty. We are not going to go the way of the Edmund Fitzgerald, though, because that'll be a long fucking episode. But what we're going to do is now we've hit some stormy seas, and to keep this ship afloat, we need to jettison some booty. We need to jettison some cargo, or
yes.
We're not going to make it. What we've got in the bulkhead are three albums, heavy albums, thus the problem.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to throw one of those overboard and keep two.
Okay.
In order to decide whether we're going to live or die.
Oh, this is heavy.
This is heavy shit,
very
sailor.
Important.
Seaman.
It looks like an extra big box tonight.
Yes,
it
is.
Oh, well, thank you. I plan on using it.
All right.
Oh, sailor, boys. So, what we've got here
just
first
get on
up.
With it.
What we've got first up. self-titled debut album on Polydor Records, 1975. I have Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow album.
Oh, that's my favorite wig era.
It's essential. You looked delightful in that era.
I always looked delightful, but especially in 75.
That wasn't a full wig. It was just sort of covered the top of your hair, and I think you let your rest of your natural freak flag fly, did you not, Rich?
I still had plenty of hair from the original.
Right, yeah, and then the toss in the hair was good when you kind of toss it before the solo.
I only needed a few up in the front.
I saw it spin once, but that's between you and I. We won't let listeners in on that. But so this is essentially the Elf Band. And,
that's right, yeah.
And Ritchie Blackmore. So it was produced by Ritchie Blackmore, Ronnie James Dio, and Martin Birch reached number 11 on the UK charts and number 30 on the US charts.
Wow.
1975's. Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow debut, second up.
Love that record.
Well, who is this? It's Ronnie James Dio again. Oh, it must be a Dio box. Oh, my
goodness. It's Dio night, is it?
That would be Holy Diver.
Holy Diver.
That would also be a debut album for them, for Ronnie James Dio. A dual debut night for him. Warner Brothers Records, 1983, produced by R.J. Padavona. That's Ronnie James Dio. It's actually listed as Ronnie James Dio, but it went to number 13 in the UK and number 56 on the Billboard charts. Ryan, the track listing on this is, it just doesn't get any better. I'd say probably Dio's best album, besides maybe Sacred Heart, which I loved. A lot of people don't like that one.
Yes, most people will cite Last in Line as number two.
Right, right, absolutely. And
you got another Dio? You must have a Black Sabbath in there.
I do indeed. I've got, shoot. Oops. I dropped. Oh, gosh. I dropped two albums. There was only supposed to be one in there.
What did you do?
Oh, no. There's an Elf album, LA 59. The band Elf prior to Rainbow, Ryan. Mm. We've played that on here before. And a absolutely bombastic, wonderful album. But really, what I meant to pull out was Black Sabbath Live Evil. So what I've done is I've represented all four of Ronnie James Dio's groups here. And we've got to keep two of them. We got to throw two of these over now, I guess.
And not including the Elf. The Elf was just there.
That was oops.
Okay.
I think we had a stow. I think somebody was trying to get some contraband away. So let's include that in the mix. So we have Black Sabbath Live Evil, their first live LP. So in the debut in a way.
Okay.
Warner Brothers, 1982, peaked at number 37 in the U.S., didn't do shit in the U.K., produced by Tony Iommi and Geezer Butler. This, of course, is
I still need to get this on vinyl.
One of the great live albums of all time. And Dio is on frickin' fire, man.
Yeah, this is good. Real good.
And the band sounds fresh again for 82. I mean, 82 Sabbath, come on, right?
Right.
This is Carolina County Ball.
It's exactly what it is. Yeah. It's the same album.
You're pointing to the Elf record.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're calling it LA 59.
The reissue on that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Caroline County Ball.
So here we go. We're going to throw off either Black Sabbath's Live Evil, Dio Holy Diver, Rainbow.
Rainbow.
The debut Rainbow record, Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow. Or the Elf album. We are throwing one off or two off?
We got to throw
two?
Three. Two, I mean, two off. Yeah, we got to throw two off. Keeping two.
We're keeping two and throwing two away. Mm-hmm. Wow, this is the most challenging Overboard ever, AD.
I couldn't leave the Elf albums just sitting there. I'm like, okay, well, I got all three of Dio's big things, and I go, I got Elf. I'm throwing that in there, too. I mean, somebody decided to throw that in there, too. I don't know who.
First off, for me, you want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead. You've got it in your hand there.
First one that's going overboard is Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow.
I'm shocked.
I love the record.
I'm shocked.
But I've always, you know, I've heard it for forever. As a matter of fact, you can get superior versions of these songs on the Rainbow on Stage album.
Well, I think. You're right about that. You're right
Man
about
on
that.
The Silver Mountain, you got your Catch the Rainbow, you got Still I'm Sad, 16th Century Greensleeves are all songs that you could find on
boy, I had you pegged for keeping that no matter what. Wow.
Full of surprises.
Ryan, you're a tricky, cheeky lad, aren't
now,
you?
Now, here's I'm having a conundrum. Live Evil, I do not own on vinyl, so I'm having a hard time throwing that off because I haven't heard it in a long time. I don't have it on vinyl, so I don't think I could throw it off, which leaves me with Holy Diver or Elf. That is a horrible place to be.
I was hoping that.
But, you know, I recently rediscovered my love for Holy Diver, so I'm going to throw Elf.
Mm-hmm.
So all the Elf guys are getting thrown overboard.
Right, yeah, they got two bands, and they can't get a deal here, can they?
All right, there you go.
Wow, so you're throwing Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow over.
I am.
And you're throwing the Elf album over. Wow, Ryan.
Steven Seaborg, what are you doing?
Well, you've made this very easy for me. I am keeping Rainbow.
Okay.
I was fortunate enough I got to see this tour. Opening acts, I remember, were Heart and the Runaways.
Oh. Mm. Wow, Richie was surrounded by babes.
Yeah, now
of course.
I'm alone, and I'm balding.
And he is my second favorite guitarist of all time, so I can't get rid of that.
All right.
That's a good... Okay, so we got one keeper on the rainbow. Keeper of the... The keeper of the rainbow!
Oh, oh
Dio. Just wrote a Dio song, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah.
I, on the other hand, I am giving the Elf band a reprieve. I'm keeping both of these albums.
Oh, okay.
I'm keeping the Elf album.
All right.
So you went...
The opposite of me.
Completely.
Yeah.
180 from
I love Carolina County Ball, this album. It's a great album.
It is. It is, indeed.
Mm.
It is, indeed.
And I am not a fan of Dio-era Black Sabbath.
Oh, that's it. We're done here. I think. Shut this place down.
Throwing Steven overboard.
So that made throwing that away easy, and by default, Dio
has to go.
Has to go.
All right.
All right. Well, the polar opposite of me then was Steven Seaborg. What's Liz have to say about?
What do you want to do on?
I'm going to toss. I'm sorry, Black Sabbath.
Oh.
Sorry.
I applaud you, Liz.
I can see the lines have been clearly drawn here tonight.
Yes.
And I'm going to keep Dio.
Okay.
And since I've actually never heard Elf, I'm going to keep Elf.
Another
wow.
Fine.
So, wow. Okay, so Sabbath's gone and
Rainbow's
gone. Ooh. Rainbow has two votes.
Okay, well,
Sabbath
I guess
Sabbath has two votes.
Me time then, isn't it? God Almighty, I love Live Evil. I freaking love Live Evil. I ain't going nowhere.
Okay,
Johnny.
Good. Yeah.
So Live Evil stays. I would have to toss Rainbow if it were between Dio or Elf. I would have to toss. You know,
yeah, that's a strange sentence. Yeah,
yeah. do I want to keep Holy Diver with seminal album? I mean, a definitive.
But are you burned out from
right?
The Holy
that's
Diver?
The question. And like Steven was saying, man, that this LA 59 Caroline County Ball album is a really good record. I'm going to keep this one. I'm going to keep Black Sabbath Live Evil, and I'm going to keep the Elf album.
All right.
So I'm tossing Ritchie Blackmore, and I'm tossing what the hell's the other one? Dio.
Dio, wow.
Holy freaking diver.
Wow.
You're going to be a holy diver now. Get in the drink, priest.
So did, correct me if I'm wrong, but Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow is the only one with three votes to be thrown off.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, poor Ritchie. Poor Ritchie.
Right?
Yeah, because Liz didn't. Right?
1 minute.
Oh, one minute. Liz is like, wrap it up, you motor mouse.
So it looks like we shall reach where we're going, the shores of the Lake Gitchigumi, safely and not into the briny drink and suffer the...
Wow.
Gitchigumi.
Was that your Edmund Fitzgerald?
Yes, that was my...
How dare you do that? How dare you do that to Gordon Lightfoot?
And the boat got wet and went to the bottom or something like that. Oh, hey, that was Overboard. Great
nice
session
job,
Overboard.
Nice job, everybody. Let us know which two you would throw off, actually. There were two in that one. A supersized version of Overboard from AD. Well done, sir.
I couldn't leave Elf out of the mix. I just couldn't.
You can't just leave Elf sitting on the shelf. Elf on the shelf.
Elf on the shelf.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you, yes.
Yeah, it was, so what do we got now, Ryan? You might have the...
I'm ready for... Price hike.
Warm up the Swedish guys.
Fire it off.
They're not Swedes.
What do they do? What do they?
What do they? Swedes don't yodel, remember?
That's right, you knuckleheads here at Shabby. It's your turn to put these three records I have in this here mystery box in order, priced low to high. What is the current market value on Discogs? Very good media collection, very good sleeve collection. That is the rule. I include shipping.
I was waiting for that. I was hanging on that.
I include shipping. I found
But they're here. They're here.
But what if our listeners want to order them? What if Liz wants to order them? She loves to shop online.
I do. I go to Amazon and use the Amazon.
Steven Seaborg.
Where is shipping from?
I always do United States. See, the first one, the cheapest one, was shipping from Norway. Now, we know that it's going to cost you extra money to get it from Norway to Shabby, yeah? I'm not going to have this discussion with you again.
It's like my mom. We're not talking about this again.
Marek.
Focus.
So I have a theme for my mystery box of price hike records here tonight.
Good.
I'm going to take you back to a year, AD. The Detroit Tigers won the World 1968. Series.
68. Beat the Cardinals.
The Los Angeles Raiders won the Super Bowl. Ghostbusters was in the movie theater. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom was in the movie theaters.
81.
I'm talking about 1984.
That's right. 84. I forgot.
The Where's the beef?
84, you're
was
right.
on the tube. So,
Clara Peller.
These records are somewhat awful. And so now, but are they valuable? One man's trash is another man's treasure, AD.
That's right.
We're going to kick it
That's
off.
That's how I pick my ladies.
With a fiery Swedish guitar player, Yngwie J. Malmsteen's Rising Force.
I don't even know. You know what? That guy's worth nothing in my book. This clowny.
Well, is he the most expensive or the least expensive? Featuring, I've never even listened to it. Well, no. Evil Eye.
Why would you listen to it?
Yeah.
He's pretty fast. There you go, Steven Seaborg. You can have a gander at that. Coming up, bringing up the rear from 1984 here, or there's two more left. Kiss Animal Eyes came out in 1984, of course.
It did. I actually have that one, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You do have it. Kiss Animal Eyes, Heaven's on Fire, Into the... Woo-hoo. I've had enough Into the Fire, and Burn, Bitch, Burn. It's a very fire-centric record.
It really is.
And a very photoshopped, cropped picture on the back, if you really stare closely.
With fire on it.
Paul looks... He needed to dislocate his leg to make that picture happen, but, yeah, lots of cropping was done. So... Kiss, obviously, a lot of Kiss collectors out there, people that collect every country's release from Kiss. Like, I got a row of Dynasties and, you know, a row of Animal Eyes. I got one.
Do you really?
No, I don't. No, I just got one.
Thank God, Ryan.
Only you, Ryan.
You, yeah. We need to take your temperature. No.
No, I'm good with just one. But there is a market. Some people like to collect every possible version of it. So does that make it valuable or not?
We're more like record gourmandizers rather than collectors. We have the voracious appetite to get records and play them, not just to buy and sell them and collect them.
Yes.
We put ours to use. I'm not selling mine. Mine are going to be worn out, not dead.
To each his own. Some people love the collecting. So in 1984, one of the great leviathans of heavy metal released a little record called Defenders of the Faith.
Oh, that is
Judas Priest in 1984. So you got Yngwie Malmsteen's Rising Force. You've got Kiss Animal Eyes. You've got Judas Priest, Defenders of the Faith. Now, your mission is to put them in order, priced low to high. Which is the least valuable? Which is the most valuable? And who gets caught in the middle again?
I think I already know. I've already got them.
You going to do this? Now, AD, you're going to be putting the records out on Old Brownie.
Yep.
Right there. And so you've already got your guess.
I'll tell you what, I'll put them right here. How about that?
Okay, you'll put them on the... Because Steven's sitting on the Old Brownie. We need to put the game board.
We need a game board. Okay.
NameOnAnything.com.
I got them set up for you the way I think they would be.
Okay. So, are you ready to go there?
I am.
AD? All right. So, Liz, when you're ready, start the clock. You've got how many seconds is it? 30, right?
30.
30 seconds to complete the task. You can, if you miss it, you may start again. So, ready? Whenever you hear the music, you go. AD is on his knees. He's right in front of me, and he's going to put Animal Eyes down first. He's got Rising Force. Oh, he's got, okay, Judas Priest, Kiss, and Yngwie Malmsteen. That is incorrect. So close. We got Kiss bringing up the rear. We got Judas Priest in the middle, and we got Yngwie Malmsteen. That is correct, AD. Well done. Wow, amazing job. I realized as you started, I didn't even look at the prices yet.
You didn't pay the whole segment up.
No. I have them written down. I was like, oh, I should have. AD said Kiss was the lowest, Judas Priest was second, and then the most expensive record was Yngwie Malmsteen, and he is correct.
I had that pegged right away, at least the Yngwie, and I go, okay, I'm just going to switch the two.
I had Yngwie the highest, too.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so you may have, if you held.
$14, right?
$17.44.
Oh, plus shipping.
It was $11. $11 plus $6.44 to ship it.
Jeez.
Now, you're seeing. Okay. Now, aren't you glad I said the shipping?
So yes.
In second place, the second most expensive record at $13 total was Judas Priest, and that was $9 and $4 shipping.
Mm-hmm. And right. Kiss was $1.98 at any store, and there's 11 of them sitting there.
Kiss was in last place, the cheapest one. It was $5 and then $5 to ship. So $10.
As much to ship as the vinyl.
Yes, exactly.
Really?
Now, funny story about my Yngwie record. If you guys were holding it and you probably looked at it, did you notice it smelled like magic marker?
No.
Because it had a green price tag on it, and I had to black it out. Because I couldn't get the price tag off. It was ripping the, I hate that when they put the stickers on it and it starts ripping it up. So I blacked it out with my marker. I got that record for $1.
No shit.
Yeah, in a dollar bin.
Dude, I took some white out on my All the World's a Stage album, the live, which is a Rush album that shows the stage proper rather than the side of the stage.
All the World's a Stage.
Okay. And then it had the white drum riser on it.
Mm-hmm.
Some fucking idiot put their initials on it, and I found it at the record store. So I used white out, and it looked great.
well done, AD.
Right?
Very cool.
Yeah, well, that was a good game there, Ron. Yeah. Good picks.
AD takes it again. You do good at the price hike. You tend to win.
I was always good at Price is Right. And I used to bet grocery prices with my girlfriend for sex. And I would always win.
Okay.
And she would lose.
And she was a big loser.
Or?
Like you wouldn't believe.
Yes.
She would always say that.
So, shall we move on to our next official game?
We should.
I believe that brings us now to Luscious Liz's Rock and Roll Quiz, if
always
I'm not mistaken.
Fun. Always fun. Steve, you're going to need a pen and a piece of paper.
Rock and Roll
you
Quiz.
You got a pen and a piece of paper. Okay.
I need a pen. You got, Liz has one. Can you toss me a pen?
Yep.
I will need it for my answers. All right. So, Steve will be playing along with us here, yeah? And you guys play along at home or wherever you are, if you're at work or whatever, get them written down and see how you do. Best of seven?
Seven.
Best of seven. All right. I'm ready to destroy you. AD, any concussions this weekend?
No. Well, I don't think.
I lowered the intelligence level of them just a little bit.
I got my smart weed.
I hope that's not a reflection on the gust.
No, absolutely not.
We're about to find out, sir.
Yeah.
We'll know in a little while.
I got some easy ones.
Okay. Let's have number one.
Okay, question number one. What female singer scored 14 million selling singles between 1967 and 1973?
Oh.
1 million selling singles from 1967.
14 million.
Okay.
Oh.
67 to 73.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I have my guess. Everybody in?
Uh-huh.
Everybody,
what'd you put, Steven Seaberg?
Diana Ross.
I put Diana Ross as well.
I put Carole King.
You are all wrong.
Oh, Jesus.
Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin.
Fuck, I had that written down and I scratched it out. stupid. Hang on a second.
Oh, God, not the thinking weed.
It's the thinking
weed. Anything but the thinking weed.
Okay. You guys don't stand a chance.
I think we stand a chance.
Yeah.
All right, question number two.
Oh, shit, it's my stupid weed. Fuck. All right.
What is Paul McCartney's first name?
I know that one. I think. I do know it. I forgot it, though. God, I shouldn't have smoked that.
Okay. I put, I don't know. I just put John. What'd you put?
I believe it's James.
It is James.
Son of a Damn. It is, James.
Steven Seaborg gets the point. All right. He's up 1-0. Next question.
Next question. Now, you better get this.
Okay. You're looking at me. Okay.
Hey, you're looking at me.
Is it a Kiss-related one?
What was the name of Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley's band before Kiss?
Oh, for God's sake.
Come on. I'm trying to give you a little boost.
Thank you. Wicked Lester is what I put.
Yeah.
Did everybody get it?
Yeah.
All right. Ooh, Steven Seaborg got it, too. Okay, he's up 2-1-1 with 4 to go.
Okay. Question number 4.
Mm-hmm.
Which two bands have sold the most albums?
Which two bands have sold the most albums total?
Mm-hmm. Including singles.
Ever? Ever?
At the time this question.
When was this question? In 1973, these questions were put
so
together.
So this is albums and 45s?
Albums and 45s.
And singles.
Okay, I think I got it.
Okay.
Do we have to get them both, right? Do we get a half a point?
You can get a half a point.
Can we get, yeah, let's do a half. You get a half a point if you get half right, okay?
This is worldwide.
Okay.
I say.
Go ahead.
Pink Floyd and the Beatles. Fuck yeah.
Half right.
I put the Beatles and the Eagles.
I have the Beatles and ABBA.
Everybody's half right.
Beatles are on it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin?
What?
Not singles.
105 million.
Look at that. L-E. Crossed out.
Shit. How about Cher? How do we do?
So we all got half.
Yeah. Dang it. All right. So Steve's still kicking our ass.
All right. Well, how many we got left? Three left. Okay. We got this.
Okay. The song Only You Can Rock Me and Arbory Hill appear on which UFO album?
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
What's its titles again? Hit me.
Only You Can Rock Me
in Arbory Hill.
Oh, okay.
I'm not 100% sure. I love that song. I put Force It.
That's what I wrote.
Force It.
I have Obsession.
Steven is right.
Oh, damn it. Steven Seaborg. Who invited him?
He just got all mad through his pen.
Oh.
He's not playing anymore.
This is crap.
Me and you are tied for shittiest.
You did not smoke the tied smart weed.
Tied for nil.
We could just take the halves out of it, but it's 3-1-1. Okay. We all just put it
I half. Want my fucking half, dude. You're not taking my half from me. I've earned
that. That's all I got.
Two more.
We can tie him. We cannot win.
Question number 6.
Okay.
What year saw the death of Buddy Holly?
Oh, fuck's sake, I should know that. Oh, I know.
The day the music died, right?
Yeah, but I need a date, Ryan.
The actual date or the year?
The year.
The year.
Oh, okay.
I put 1959.
59.
I have 57.
Ryan and AD.
Oh, we have a chance. There is a light at the end of the tunnel,
AD. That's why you want that half a point.
He's got a half a point.
Look at me.
We all have it.
Oh,
yeah. He got it too.
We're bad at math.
I was never good at fractions. All right.
Okay.
The numerator and the denominator.
The last question. What was the name Stevie Ray Vaughan gave to his guitar?
Oh, I know that.
Got it?
Hey, guitar. I don't know.
Why is he from New York? He's from Texas.
I know.
Hey, guitar.
It was my slide. Hey, baby. Hey, guitar.
Do you got it? Anybody got
it? No,
I
don't have it. You have it?
Yeah, it's Lenny.
Yes.
Woohoo! I tied.
Oh, that's right. Oh, show your tattoo, Rye.
Oh, it's a guitar, but it's not Lenny. It's just a regular red.
Don't you have a Stevie Ray Vaughan tattoo?
It's not Stevie. It's just a guitar.
Oh, that's Pete has a Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh, Pete Lauren?
Yeah,
oh, okay. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know why that was sitting on your...
So Steven Seaborg is 3 out of 7.
Wow.
Okay, 3.5 out of 7.
That makes
Ryan
it.
Makes it. Is 3.5 out of 7. AD, I'm afraid you're bringing up the rear.
That's one of my films as well.
2.5 out of 7.
Oh,
How did you guys do listening at home or on the road or wherever you're at, wherever this podcast finds you? How did you do? Let us know over there at the social media stuff or on the forum. You got the at Shabby Podcast. You can find us. It's all in your show notes there. We're always curious to see. This was an easy week for you to beat us, so I'm sure there's somebody out there that just killed us.
I can't believe I missed James Michael McCartney.
I know.
Or James Paul McCartney. I wrote Michael. James Paul McCartney. Jesus fucking James.
Who's Michael McCartney?
He does have a brother named Michael McGear.
Michael McGear.
Take his half a point away.
God, that's what I... Or hit me in the head with something quick.
All right. Now, you guys ready to play the game that is sweeping the nation?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
This Heap or Poe.
Is it Uriah Heap? Or is it Edgar Allan Poe?
Quoth the raven, nevermore.
Nevermore.
Heap or Poe?
As the bird of prey sweeps down to rob you of your mind, it's time to play Heap or Poe. I have some poetry and or song lyrics from Uriah Heep and, of course, from 19th century author Edgar Allan Poe. Is it from Uriah Heep or is it from Uriah Poe?
Your mama Heep and Uriah Poe.
Liz is awesome at this game. She's won the most, I believe. Steven Seaborg, this is your first attempt.
It's a genius game.
Thank you. It's only for geniuses.
And I think...
Oh, well, I'll be sitting here keeping
score
for
you people.
I'll see myself
out.
Yes. Well, no wonder.
When we were out last night, I think I asked you, how did you come up with this? And I forget because I think I was on my third glass of wine when I asked that.
I don't remember. I don't know. I was just reading Uriah Heep lyrics, and I thought that's very reminiscent of Poe. And I had a giant Poe collection of poems or whatever next to me. I'm like, I bet I could match these up and nobody could tell the difference. And I'm like, oh, that's a great game for happy hour.
Ryan would have a giant collection of Poe poems.
Yeah, man, those things are great. It's like $2.
Who doesn't have those?
That's great.
Everybody has to have one.
Yeah. I would.
Yeah, Poe books.
But you have to. You're from Baltimore.
Yeah. Balmer. I believe they pronounce it. Balmer.
Are you feeling pretty confident, Steve?
As long as you stay pre-78.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to see about that.
I think Poe was pre-78.
I saw the no mercy face coming right off of his chin.
Now, I have 6 of them. So, best of 5 and 1 tiebreaker. How's that?
All right.
So, we'll think about just having... These are my last 6 before I have to research some more. So, we'll do that.
Or start a new game.
Ooh, yeah. There's plenty of them. Oh, we got to play our DNR game, too.
We should... Mr. Rogers or... Dude Singer from Motley Crue.
Dude Singer.
What's that guy's name?
Vince Neil.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that wasn't your thinking weed.
Chick Singer from Motley Crue.
All right, here we go. First one. Upon the hill of high ideals, you begin to wonder if it's real. You are reaching sleep's oasis illusion. Upon the hill of high ideals, you begin to wonder if it's real. You are reaching sleep's oasis illusion.
Heap.
Liz says Heap.
Mm-hmm.
I say Heap.
I say Poe.
All right. I actually messed up by saying the song title at the end. You're reaching sleep's oasis. From the song Illusion.
Oh.
From Innocent Victim 1977. That is Uriah Heap.
Oh, Jesus.
So that is 1.
For this.
So how many do I get?
You get 0.
You don't even get a half.
I want my half from the other game. Can I have that?
No.
So Steven, AD, and Liz spell Sal.
Oh.
On my little thing here. Okay.
Wow.
Next one. It's 1-1-0. All the world is yet unseen. try to gaze into the yellow glowing to get a reflection of me. AD, is that Heap or Poe?
That is Edgar Allan Poe.
That is Poe.
Yes. Poe.
That
right.
is Poe.
From the song Magic Lantern from Very Heavy, Very Humble, that is Uriah Heep.
Nice. So Poe-y, man. I love yes. them even more.
All right.
Fucking epic.
Now, as we move on to our next one, a gallant knight in sunshine and in shadow has journeyed long, singing a song in search of El Dorado.
No, for fuck's sake.
Steve Seaborg, is that Heap or Poe?
I'm going to say Poe because you threw in the singing a song line. So
okay.
I'm going contrarian.
Interesting.
I'm
going to
say Heap because Heap. Of the El Dorado reference.
Yeah, would Poe know of yeah. that?
Heap, I say.
So we have Heap and Heap and Steven Seaborg on Poe. The poem is called El Dorado. It is Edgar Allan Poe. Well played, wow. Steven Seaborg.
How am I doing?
It's best not to ask that question. This is number four here.
I'm like the Tom Brady of Heap or Poe. I'll be coming back in the fourth quarter, sixth quarter.
All right. Round about a throne where sitting in state, his glory well befitting, the ruler of the realm was seen. Liz, Edgar Allan Poe or
Poe.
Uriah Heep?
Poe.
Poe? Stephen, what do you
I
say?
I went Poe.
Poe?
I'm full on Poe.
We got three Poes, and we have three winners on that one. That is from The Haunted Palace from Edgar Allan Poe. Steven Seaborg has three, AD one, Liz two.
I won?
You have one.
That's easy.
So we've done, what, four, right?
Yes.
Okay, four. So this is the last one, and if we need a tiebreaker, I have it. Okay? Mm-hmm. Returning to the twilight, betrayed by the night, screaming for her young one as she walks towards the light.
Poe.
Liz says Poe. AD, what do you got?
Heap.
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 We got two heaps and a Poe. From Night of the Wolf song from Equator, 1985. That is Uriah Heap.
All right.
Steven Seaborg doing a fine job at this.
So you crushed, huh?
Yeah, I would say Steven's got the victory here. We have AD and Liz tied at two for a tiebreaker to claim second place here. Why don't we do the last one I have?
Okay.
All right.
Last one. Here we go. Seas that restlessly aspire, surging unto skies of fire. Seas that restlessly aspire, surging unto skies of fire.
Poe.
Liz says Poe.
Well, I wanted to say Poe too, but that would... we're tied. I'm just going to Heap.
You might as well try it. So I guess since Liz rang in first, we'll give her the Poe and we'll put AD on Heap. So the winner, second place... is going to be Liz, because that is Edgar Allan Poe from the poem Dreamland.
Dang, dang, dang.
Liz, done good there. Yay. AD, your heart was in the right place. You would have totally got it.
Yeah.
Congratulations, first-timer Steven Seaborg there.
Yeah. Well,
holy mackerel.
Well doth done. Our,
thank
you.
Knocked thank
me
you.
Off my throne.
Her gothic friend.
Knocked her off her Poe throne.
My Poe throne.
Well, yeah, so Steven got four out of five.
Very well done. That's a hard game. Dude, that's a harder game than most people think.
I could probably read them all off when I first started the game, and I wouldn't get them.
Yeah, they're
either. And
they're,
I got them. I wrote them down. You know, I still wouldn't get them.
Some and you read them fucked up too. You don't read them in a rhythm that
oh,
would
no,
be properly
would
befitting the song or the poem, which I love.
Love vibrato.
Yeah,
it's all my diabolical plan.
Yeah, so yeah, he reads the Poe lyrics like, you know, I mean, yeah, the Heap lyrics, yeah, with a vibrato. Oh, yeah. On it. How do you guys always know it's Heap?
All right. Well, let's cheer it up in here a little bit, AD. You got a happy track?
I do indeed, Ryan. I've got a song that came out on Island Records 1975. This album was produced by Tony Visconti, Ryan.
Oh, I love Tony Visconti and his work with Bowie.
We're talking about
Bowen.
A little album called Indiscreet. We're talking about a little band called Sparks, Ryan and the Mayo Brothers, Russ and Ron Mayo. We got Adrian Fisher here on guitar, of course, Ian Hampton on bass, and the non-breathing and still probably hanging from a swing,
Dinky Diamond,
the poor hapless deceased Dinky Diamond.
Poor Dinky Diamond.
But this is a
can this be a happy track with Dinky Diamond?
Right. Well, this is a the follow up to
Kimono My House.
I'm sorry. This was a follow up to Propaganda. I'd say Kimono My House, Propaganda, and Indiscreet are kind of their three. Now I also have a fourth one, it kind of fits into that one, but I'd say this is their big three. This is where they're still cranking out the high-energy stuff, and they're getting a little bit more eclectic, certainly. So there were a few tracks I was actually going to play on this record. There's a song called Tits. And it's really about these two guys at a bar, which is perfect for happy hour. Two guys at a bar, and one guy's going, "So, Harry, how you doing?" He goes, "Well, ever since we had the baby, she doesn't let me play with her tits anymore. It's all about the baby. They're the baby's tits." And so they're having this conversation. And it's like, "Well, so drink, Harry, drink." And so the chorus is, "For months and years, tits were once a source of fun and games at home. And now tits are only there to see our little Joe so he will grow. To feed our little Joe so he will grow."
Okay.
And it's like, so the guy's pissed. He's like, "I'm not getting any action at home. It's all about the baby and her boobs." So I was going to play that one. I thought, nah, that's not. So being happy hour, we're about to close this place down, and rightly so, I thought I'd play a little track called "How Are You Getting Home?"
Oh, perfect.
The bar's shutting down. He walks up to the last lady in the bar and says, "How are you getting home? I think you would look delightful in my car," pretty much. And that's what he says. "I'll take you home. Even if you're a million miles from here, I'll take you home. Well, you know what? I'll take you halfway home. And then we'll figure out the rest of that later." So,
sounds a little rapey.
It's Russ Mayles. He's a romantic. Okay. He wants to woo the ladies. He wants to do it old school style.
Okay.
There's another one on here I was going to play, "Happy Hunting Ground," which is, again, a song about trolling bars and stuff like that. But let's do "How Are You Getting Home," Ryan. I think it's a nice finisher for the evening as you're finishing your last drink. Look for the drunkest lady in the place and give her your best line there, guys.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Right. So here we go. 1975 Sparks Indiscreet album.
"How are you getting away from here? Let's get away from here. I hope you live a million miles.
All right.
Sparks.
I kind of liked that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I liked it. Yeah.
They're good. I'm telling you, once they get under your skin, Ryan, they're just a delightful little guilty pleasure. Really, truly. I'm going to get you so into them. They're going to be your favorite band.
Well, I have Kimono in my house. I like it.
If I see Propaganda in a record store, I'm going to pick it up for you. Okay. That's the one that followed Kimono My House. This followed Propaganda, and then they had Big Beat after that. And boy, they get a little weird there, though.
Okay.
I still have a bunch after that.
That wasn't weird enough for you?
No, that's kind of
weirder than that, huh?
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you guys very much for tuning in here to the Happy Hour from Shabby Road Record Show one more time. Let us know how you did on all the Facebook and Twitters and all that stuff, the ShabbyRoadRecordShow.com forum, where you can buy us some beer there, too, if you were so inclined to flood the rink here. That's always greatly appreciated. Yeah. Or shopping through the Amazon banner. Thanks, Liz.
Drop us a line, too.
Or running the controls. I know that the happy hour is busy for you with all those drops and all that stuff. And Steven Seaborg, great job.
Oh, Heap.
Thank you. Thank
trivia
you.
And Heap.
Jeez. Oh, yeah. Come in here like the Tom Brady of rock quizzes or something.
Making us look like the idiots we are.
Yes, indeed. And drop us a line, too.
Super Bowl ring away from
right?
Him.
Yeah, no kidding. Drop us a line, though. Let us know what you think about the shows. I mean, the regular episodes are one thing, but these side little happy hour things that we do, let us know how you think about those. We're always curious about that. It's a different thing for us, and we approach it differently. We're still sitting around having a little fun here, but it's a different vibe. And let us know if you like that or if you have any other suggestions. We'll try anything.
That's right. Yeah, we're open. We'll try anything twice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see you next time. Good night, AD. Let's get out of here.
And how are you getting home?
My Uber's here. That's what I'm doing.
I'm not going with you.
A portion of the Shabby Road Record Show is fearlessly brought to you by those crazy bastards at nameonanything.com. Use the promo code SHABBY at checkout and save 10% on your order. nameonanything.com. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.